let's celebrate Jesus like he's worthy of it today. Come on, family, let's celebrate Jesus. That's why we're here. Oh, so good to see you this morning. Some of you that were here last week during first service, you saw a spectacle. I sounded like Mickey Mouse on steroids, underwater. For those of you that weren't here, you missed it, and we've erased the record. Isn't that right? City Reach Underground, there is no record. Little did I know last week, I would find out shortly after, that here I was experiencing a very severe asthma attack. Yeah, that's what I said. I just thought it was, well, I knew it was the haze and the smoke, but I just thought, well, it's just time to suck it up, buttercup. The cough will go away soon. It's nothing short of a miracle that God graced me to finish the next two services, but I ended up hospitalized shortly after with major swelling in my lungs and all kinds of questions from doctors. Like, what were you thinking? And I said, well, I don't think I do. And he said, what kind of church is this? Well, it's a kind of church that doesn't give up. Every Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday at City Reach Church. It is whatever, whenever, wherever. And they said to me, so you preached during a severe asthma attack? Apparently, yes. And then you preached two more times after that? Yeah. You're either the toughest pastor I've ever met or the dumbest. And I said, maybe a little bit of both. Jury's still out. By the grace of God, I get to stand here today and deliver the word of God. And I want to thank you for praying, for being patient. But I also want you to hear something. When we had our last breakthrough service, I sensed there was an attack coming on my body. And I asked the church to pray, and you prayed. And I believe those prayers are what carried me through last Sunday and would have gotten me here today. But now it's my turn to punch back. Now it's our turn to storm the gates of hell. Are you listening? So today we've got a good, strong word to wrap up this little mini-series in the summer, Truth Revealed. If you've got your Bible, I want you to break it out, hold it up. If you got a smart device, you're looking at the Bible on, hold it up. If you got nothing at all, you can just point your hand to the screen. We're going to make a declaration over our life and over the word. And let's say it like we mean it this morning. Just say, Father God, thank you for your word. For your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. Your word changes me from the inside out. I'm ready to receive, willing to obey your holy word in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'm going to have to apologize ahead of time, but for the time being, there will be no more haze machine. So we're going to party like it's 1999, not 2023, because I ain't going through that again for nothing. You follow what I'm saying? It's amazing how much our creative team loves that hazer. They were like, but what are we going to do without the hazer? And Candace said, what are we going to do without our pastor? You know, like, oh, yeah, good point. We'll calm down the hazer for now. The anointing's going to flow without the hazer. Amen. The word of God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I love our creative team. They're the best ever. We're going to jump right into it. We've been talking about truth revealed. We talked about what the Bible is. That it is God's spoken word to humanity. That it is Jesus manifested in writings. That he is the word and the word is he. That it is the truth. It is the only standard that God has given us to live by. Last week, we talked about the Bible gives. And that means, what is it doing for our lives? What are we receiving when we hear the word, when we do the word? We know that we get faith built when we hear the word. We know that all these amazing things begin to take place, like health and healing in our body, that it is a spiritual weapon, that it helps us with our identity in Christ. It gives us and affirms us that identity in Christ. So we talked about the Bible is, the Bible gives, and today we're going to look at the Bible supplies. My Lord supplies all of my needs. Truth revealed, the Bible supplies. And this is not just supplies like he's going to ration it out. These are the kind of supplies that are stocked up in the store of heaven that can never, ever, ever run out. This is the cattle on the thousand cattle on the thousand hills. This is everything that you could ever imagine. This is all coming out of the overflow. Number one for today, the Bible supplies life-giving power. John 6, verse 63, the Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort, family, hear this, human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words I have spoken, these are the words of Jesus, the very words I have spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life. What does this mean? It means that the Bible supplies our spirit to be renewed each and every day. The Bible is the word of God. As it's spoken and read and absorbed within us, it becomes the wind in our sails. It becomes the air, the fresh air that we are breathing in. It becomes the sustenance of life within us, that when the Bible, when the word of God is spoken, life begins to generate. That when we are looking at something that is too big for us to handle and we begin to declare the word of God, we are speaking life into death. We are speaking life into chaos. We are speaking life into corruption. That the spirit and the life is the very word of God, and we can only get those two things from the word of God itself. Jesus said, my very words that I've spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life. So today, if you feel like you're lacking some wind in your sails, you feel like today you woke up and you barely came because you didn't know how to face your day, I've got good news for you. As the word of God continues to pour out today in and through you, you will experience the spirit of the living God like never before. You will have a spark of life like never before. The word of God is so critically important, and this is why it's important to be in it each and every single day. More spirit, more life, each and every single day. You see, we are made of three parts. We talk about this a lot at City Reach Church, but it's important because God said it's important. We are made of body, we are made of soul, and we are made of spirit. The holistic person of you is three parts, in the image of Father God, Father Son, Father Holy Spirit. So we know that when we have God the Son, God the Spirit, and God the Father, those three are equal to each other, but yet they are separate from one another. Just like our body, soul, and spirit all make one, each has a different function. Each has a different part to play. Your body gets you around the earth. Your soul interacts with yourself and others. But your spirit has been made to relate directly to God. And the Bible teaches us that your spirit actually lays dormant. It's dead on the inside of you until you say yes to Jesus. And the moment that you say yes to Jesus, the Holy Spirit quickens your spirit, breathes life into your spirit, and brings your spirit to life in the model of the resurrection of Jesus. So this becomes super important. Because this is why everyone feels so empty right now in the earth. This is why they're longing to fill it with all the wrong things in all the wrong places. Because no one likes to feel empty. No one likes to feel alone. No one likes to feel abandoned. And when that spirit is yet to been filled, you are just so hungry to put whatever you can fit into it to try to satisfy it. But those things only satisfy it for a short period of time. And then you're left more broken and hurting and empty than you were before. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, oh, You are filled, and not just filled, but the Bible says you are filled with an overflow. You don't have room enough to receive the life that God has for you. The beauty that God has in you. The purpose that God has for you. So when we look at this and we understand that our spirit is so critical because it is what is longing to be filled, and it is only the word of God that can fill it. The word of God activates the Holy Spirit. Us believing the word, receiving the word, declaring the word, saying yes to Jesus ignites the Holy Spirit. He ignites our spirit, and all of a sudden we become a person of spirit and of life. Amen. Number two, tying right into this, it is spiritual food. The Bible supplies spiritual food. If you don't eat all week and come into Sunday, it's going to be a bad day for everybody around here. Imagine we're about to go into a fast in 2 weeks, but imagine if everybody today just had nothing to eat for a week. Y'all would be so hangry. It's hot outside. Parking's crowded. Kids are crowded. Church is crowded. There would be some issues, right? You got to feed your body. You know that. You have to nourish your body. The same way you have to nourish your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, you have to take care of them. Christianity has almost made it feel like psychology is of the devil. It is not of the devil. God created it. It's just not your answer. Jesus is your answer. The Spirit is your answer, but it will be answered through your soul in many times, in many cases. So you got to take care of your thoughts. You got to take care of your feelings. You got to feed them the right things. Like I've literally just had to stop. I've stopped watching the news, and I've quit social media, I think 4 years ago. I've been off of social media for 4 or 5 years. I quit watching the news 2 years ago. I'm now almost completely out of the loop. I don't even care what the devil's doing anymore. I don't want to read the news anymore because it affects my soul. It angers me. It frustrates me. It doesn't scare me. It makes me want to fight, and I don't, not in a good way. So I'm eliminating things out of my life. That may be something completely different for you. But I'm eliminating things out of my life that are unhealthy to my soul, and I'm replacing them with things that feed my soul. I'm reading more books. I'm reading the Bible, of course, but I'm reading more books. I'm listening to podcasts. I'm listening to more worship music. I'm praying more. I'm feeding my soul. I'm being mentored by more people. I'm asking more questions. I'm learning as much as I can. I want to feed my soul. The same way that we feed body and soul, we must feed our spirit. Matthew 4, verse 4, but Jesus told him, and this is when Jesus is out in the desert doing war with the devil during the 40 days of prayer and fasting. And the devil keeps tempting him. And every time Jesus was tempted, Jesus replied with the scripture, with the word of God. And he says, no, the scriptures say people do not live by bread alone. The devil is offering him something to eat. Do this and I'll give you that. No, people don't live by bread alone, but by every word. Somebody say every word. By every word that comes from the mouth of God. That's what we live by. That's what feeds our spirit more than anything. Is by every word that comes. So we must be feeding our spirit, because the truth is you were first a spirit before you were anything. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. I set you apart. God gave you a purpose. He created you on purpose. Before he knitted you together in your mama's belly, he already created you. Well, who is you? You are that spirit. The spirit is what will lead and live on forever with Jesus. So you are a spirit that happens to possess a soul that right now is living in a human body. And a mighty fine human body it does live in for now. But that body will go away. And you will be given a new body fit for glory, fit for eternity. But your soul and your spirit will go on, but you were created to be Spirit-led. And so the big trap for Christians is that, yeah, I'm taking care of my body and I'm taking care of my soul and I'm once in a while reading my Bible. That's a big trap from the devil. Because what you're saying is that your body's in control or your soul is in control. That which is leading you, that which God designed to lead you, should be fed the most and the best. Are you listening now? It should be given the absolute best nourishment it can. And I'm going to read a scripture to you that is very encouraging, but it's also very challenging. This isn't directed necessarily to you. This is a scripture directed to a specific group of people that are Christians, that go to church, that may or may not be in the room, okay? Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7 will begin. While Jesus was here on earth, he offered prayers and pleadings, watch us now, with a loud cry and tears while he was here on earth. This is why it's called the Passion of Christ. He was giving everything he had to God. He was emptying himself daily to God. He was crying out to the one who could rescue him from death. I've got good news for you, family. There is only one who can rescue you. And if you are in need of some rescuing, I can introduce you to that one. He is the greatest father you could have ever imagined having. He is the greatest God. He is the most powerful being. And he is here for you. God is for you in every situation, in every circumstance. And watch us now. Because, here's the why, he cried out loud tears to the one who could rescue him, and God heard his prayers. Why did he hear his prayers? Because of his deep reverence for God. Family, I want to encourage you. Have a deep reverence for God. The word fear, when it talks about fear of the Lord, does not mean like an abused child waiting for the next strike. No, it means a deep sense of things, a deep awe, a deep worship, a deep honor. It means that you know that you are nothing without him and that he can do anything through him. Anything is possible in your life. We should have a deep reverence for God in everything that we do, to the best of our ability. Amen? It continues. Here we go. Even though Jesus was God's son. You know that saying? He didn't have to do that. He could have rested on his laurels. He didn't need to read more. He didn't need to pray more. He didn't need to cry out more. He didn't need to have more passion. He was God's son. But even though he was, watch what he did. He learned obedience. Obedience, family, is learned. Obedience is not just because you've been given a command. That's not real obedience. There's a bunch of other really bad terms for that that we want no part of. Obedience is, I have learned. And what have I learned? I've learned from the things that he has suffered. Jesus went through some things just like you're going through some things. And he learned from them. And he learned how to be obedient to God through each and every one of them. Don't waste your pain. Life is hard. People are mean. The devil is constantly working against you. Do not waste the pain you've been through. But allow God to turn it into purpose. Learn obedience, how to do it better, how to avoid it the best you can, but how to be a better person even though it happened to you. In this way, God qualified him as a perfect high priest. And he became, look at this is so good, the source of eternal salvation for all those who obey him. So we see there's a condition. Eternal salvation comes with a condition. And the condition is that we are obedient to Jesus. That we have received Jesus as our Savior. That we say yes to Jesus. That we want to live a life for Jesus. And that we are walking out the best that we can our obedience to his word. And God designated him to be a high priest in the order of Melchizedek. Now here's where it gets a little bit fun. Just bear with me. There is so much more we would like to say about this, but it's difficult to explain. Especially since you, not you, but you. Especially since you are so spiritually dull and you don't seem to listen. Now, I'm saying this with integrity. When I read this, this has been prepared for months. But when I read it all week, just praying over it, I thank God for our church. I do not believe our church fits into this category. Is there people in our church that fit in this category? I'm sure that there are. But our church right now is experiencing the fire of God. The wind of God is at our back. We are hungry. We are thirsty. We are showing up. We are serving. We are winning the lost to Jesus. We are doing these things. So this is not any kind of a conviction or condemnation towards City Reach Church. This is just in general. This is the trap for all Christians. Look at it that way. You have been believers for so long, now that you ought to be teaching others. But instead, you need someone to teach you the basics about God's word. What is Paul saying? He's saying to us, hey, it's time to grow up. If you're not serving, start serving. If you're not in a small group, get in a small group. If you're not reading your Bible, let's start there. Read your Bible. If you're not praying, pray. God's not looking for perfection. He's looking for progression. But progression is moving forward. Progression is getting better and better and stronger and stronger. And then the word of God just gets so nice here. Just, you are like babies. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. For someone who lives on milk is still an infant and doesn't know how to do what is right. Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training, watch this now, this is so important, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between good and evil. There's a lot of good and evil around us today. You may feel like there's more evil than there is good, but I promise you this, there is plenty of good around us today, just like there's plenty of evil. How can you recognize the difference? You got to have the skill to recognize the difference. How can you have the skill to do that? You must have been trained in it. How do you get trained in it? Is you get off the bottle and you get on the fork and you start putting some meat and some protein in your spirit so that you're strong and you're ready and you're willing and you're able to see. And if you're on the bottle right now because you're a new baby Christian, it's okay. I promise you it's okay. But at some point, you need to graduate to some protein shakes. And once you get off the protein shake, then maybe some liquefied filet mignon. Just throw a steak in a blender and whip that sucker up. But then once you're past that, you got to learn how to use a fork, a knife, a spoon. You have utensils. You have tools. You have weapons of warfare. And you've got to get into that. So all of us, there's many people in the room today, and there have been many more people throughout the day. All of us are at some different stage in our life, and that's okay. If we were all equal, this would be socialism, and it's not because we're awesome. Okay? Sorry, Daniel's in Sweden, so I can just let a freebie go like that one. The only two socialists just got up and walked out. I'm sorry. I'm just teasing. I'm totally teasing. I'm teasing. Totally teasing. That's a good friend of mine. One. Oh, Lord. I would think this was third service. I'm getting myself in trouble already. Listen now. None of us are at the same exact place at the same exact time. You do the best you can with what you have where you're at. That's what you do. That's what excellence is to God. you do the best you can with what you have where you're at. And when you do that, you know that you can walk with your head held high, knowing that you are doing everything you can for God, and that in your human nature, it literally means nothing. It just more is what God can do through you. Amen? All right, last one. This one's a much funner one. We're going to breathe a little bit, okay? This next one, we say it every Sunday. Number three, the Bible supplies navigation for your life. We declare this every Sunday, Psalm 119, 105. Your word, Lord, your word is a lamp to my feet, and it is a light to my path. In the New Living Translation, I love what it says. It says, it is a lamp to guide my feet, and it is a light for my path. So I'm going to do a little illustration right now, and I'm going to ask just for the next 30 to 45 seconds, nobody be moving around, because it's about to get dangerous. But I'm going to ask them to bring all the lights down. Thank you, sir. Because I want you to understand and see this. I see how many of you are reading your Bible on your phone. That's awesome. That's exciting. Keep the phones on. That doesn't bother. I just want you to see this. You feel lost. You feel like darkness is surrounding you. You have a decision to make it work. You're not sure what school to put your kids into or whether or not to homeschool. You're not sure if this is the house to buy or that's the house to buy. You're not sure if this is the right friend, that's not the right friend. The Word of God is a lamp to my feet. So when I turn the lamp on, I can't see all of you. I actually can't see anything. You look like a scary movie right now. I just see figures everywhere. But what I can see is I can see my feet, and I can see everything that's around my feet. And I can actually see a good probably 15, 20 feet out. I know that everything around me is okay. This is what the Word of God does. It lets you know every step I can be guided, because I know that each step I take, I'm taking in safety. Are you seeing this? But here's the trick to it. Now, if I just use this lamp, I'm going to walk all over the place. So I need a light. I need a light so I can see where I'm going. So the lamp to my feet gives me enough light to take each step, but the light to my path keeps me in the direction and the purpose that God has called me to. So I know exactly where to go. And then let's see if we can have a little bit of funner here. The more, oh, sorry, Matt, right on you. You're on the spotlight. Matt. The more I read the word, the brighter the word gets. The less I read the word, the less the brightness gets, but then I'm in the Word again, and all of a sudden it's brighter. Do you follow what I'm saying? So if I'm going to just, let me just ho-hum around and try to find my way, then let me get in the Word even more, pray even more, declare even more, speak the Word of God even more, then all of a sudden, the light gets super bright and I can see super clear. I know exactly where I'm going, and I know what every step I take, I'm taking it in safety, because the Word of God is with me, it's in me, it's for me, and it is working on my behalf. Amen? Can we give God one big thank you for His Word? Thank you, guys.